Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Tisha B'Av. In a few minutes or a few hours, depending on where you're hearing this, we are scheduled to be commemorating the destruction of the first and second Beit HaMikdash, along with three other events that the Mishnah and Masechet Ta'anit describes. We are still, of course, holding out hope, Be'ezat Hashem, that still before the fast begins, Hafachta Misbadi LeMacholi, we're hoping that we're going to turn this sad day into a happy day. We're hoping that we're going to receive an email, a text message, some kind of news item that the Beit HaMikdash has been rebuilt or the construction has begun, and Be'ezat Hashem, we won't have to be sad. However, last year we were sad, and I'd like to share with you an idea from the Chafetz Chaim about mourning on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit Daf Lamed Amud Bet says the following idea: Kol Hamit Abel Al Yerushalayim Zocheh Ro'eh B'Simchata. Whoever mourns over Yerushalayim will merit to be happy in its rebuilding. The Chafetz Chaim asks, however, that the exact wording of the Gemara is not the way that I just translated. The Gemara said, "Kol hamit abel al Yerushalayim zocheh v'ro'eh b'simchata." In the present tense, whoever mourns over Jerusalem, over Yerushalayim, does merit and does see the simcha of Yerushalayim. The Chafetz Chaim asks why. It's not true, seemingly. It's seemingly incorrect grammar. It should have said, "Kol hamit abel al Yerushalayim yizkeh v'yireh." Why did the Gemara choose the present tense zocheh v'ro'eh and not yizkeh v'yireh? The Chafetz Chaim answers by going all the way back to Parshat Vayeshev and looking at the story of the sale of Yosef. After Yaakov heard that his son Yosef was killed by a wild beast, he mourned, as is very normal. It's very normal, obvious human response. Yaakov received visual proof that his son was killed, Rachmana Litzlan, in a horrendously violent way. And the brothers, as I said, bring him this ketonet, and the Torah tells us this is at the end of Perek Lamed Zayin. In the very beginning of Parashat Vayeshev, they asked him, Vayomru, this is at the end of Lamed Bet, Vayomru, said the brothers, Zot Matzanu, we found this coat. Hakerna haketonet mincha hi imlo. Is this your son's? Says the Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it's Perek Lamed Zayin, Lamed Gimel, Vayakira. Yaakov recognized it. Vayomer, and he said, Ketonet b'ni chaya ra'a achalatu. He says, yes, this is the ketonet, this is the coat, the robe of my son. A wild animal must have eaten him. Tarof, taraf, Yosef. Yosef is torn apart. And says the Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Vayikra Yosef simlotav, Vayasem sak b'motnav. He does what is normal, tragic but normal. He tore his clothing, he wore sack, and he vayit abel al beno yamim rabim. Then the next pasuk, vayakumu chol banav v'chol benotav lenachamo, in the middle of the pasuk, the children get up and finally tell Yaakov, it's time to move on. Lenachamo, they get up to console him. It's time to move on. It's time to, you mourn, it's tragic, we've got to get up. And they say, and none of us should know this for a long, 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 long time, but they say that the hardest day of Shiva is the eighth day of Shiva. After sitting, getting up, realizing that the world that should have stopped, the world that should have ceased to rotate on its axis, the world that should have no longer given us traffic reports and weather reports and sports reports, those are all meaningless compared to the loss that this person experienced. The world should have stopped all that. And yet they get up on the eighth day and they realize that the world did continue to give us traffic reports and weather reports and sports reports, and Wall Street continued, etc., etc. And that's very hard and very painful for a person to experience, but it's required. It's time. At some point, it's unhealthy to keep going. Yet the Torah tells us, "Vayema'ein lehitnachem." Says the Torah that Yaakov refused to be consoled. Yaakov refused to be consoled because it seems that there was something deep down, something in the back of his brain, and we see this later in Sefer Bereishit, something deep down that told Yaakov that his son Yosef was still alive. And says Rashi, quoting the Gemara, and we know this, but the Gemara quotes this, of course. It's a Medrash Rabbah. Rashi says that when a person dies, that person's family eventually, in the right time and in the right way, that family finds consolation. Thankfully, as time goes on, the pain and the shock initially experienced with the terrible news of the terrible loss eventually, in the right time, begins to diminish. We never forget the person who passed on, nor do we ever put them out of our minds. Yet it would be impossible to survive if we had to relive day after day the same pain we felt at the moment we heard about the loss. In that way, it is literally a bracha to forget. However, this is all true when there is closure, when the person has passed away. One is not consoled, says the Medrash, Rashi quoting, one is not consoled about the living. In other words, when someone or something is still alive, they cannot be comforted. This, says the Chafetz Chaim, explains our Gemara above. We said, Kol amit abel al Yerushalayim, not yizkev yireh. That's also true. But the Gemara said, Zoche v'roeh, currently, presently, as a nation, we cannot be consoled over the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, over the destruction of Yerushalayim. We simply cannot move on. If the city were dead to us, we would, over time, forget the raw pain associated with the loss of the capital of the entire world. However, the fact that we mourn, the fact that we sit on the ground, the fact that we don't wear shoes, the fact that we don't wash, the fact that we don't eat or drink, all these things, 2,000 years later, they all tell us that we and our entire nation consider the city to be alive. Even now, in our darkest moments, there is hope. And the fact that we are mourning is a sign that we still care, is a sign that Yerushalayim is still alive. People who experience that mourning will now experience and delight in its rebuilding. May we, as early as the next few minutes and the next few hours, Be'ezrat Hashem, may we all be zoche to experience the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, and the return of the Shechina to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, b'mehirah v'yameinu.